Housing inventory tightens as summer heats up. Nordstrom Local signals retail's new shape. San Diego County's for-sale housing inventory dropped to the low 6,000s during the week of July 3rd, down roughly 100 units from the prior week, and notably below the summer 2025 trajectory, when inventory was climbing steadily past 7,000 by late July. Pending sales jumped sharply while new listings declined, a combination that typically signals prices will hold rather than soften. Price reductions have been flat for four consecutive weeks, and modest declines in mortgage rates are widely credited for the pending sales spike. The headline numbers underscore a market that remains expensive and fast-moving. The average sold price for detached homes sits at approximately $1,502,000, with homes averaging 22 days to sell. Zillow's most recent data through May 31st pegs the average San Diego home value at $1,007,800, down 2.3% year-over-year, illustrating how the active transaction market and the broader valuation picture can tell different stories simultaneously. Entry-level buyers face a fundamentally different environment than those transacting in the detached single-family market above $1 million. On the retail front, Nordstrom Local opened at 3725 Paseo Place at One Paseo in Carmel Valley, the fifth such location in California. The format carries no merchandise on shelves. It operates as a services hub offering online order pickup, returns processing, alterations, and clothing donation drop-off. The nearest full Nordstrom stores remain at UTC and Fashion Valley, and the new location fills a gap for the Del Mar, Carmel Valley, and La Jolla communities. The opening reflects a broader bet by Nordstrom that service touchpoints in residential dense mixed-use centers can substitute for a traditional department store footprint. The region's economic picture is complicated further by the ongoing effects of immigration enforcement in South County. The 16,368 apprehensions since January 2025, combined with the immigration court's shift to mega master hearings, scheduling roughly 100 cases per judge per day, with 50 in absentia deportation orders issued in a single session, has created sustained workforce uncertainty in the Otay Mesa and South Bay business corridors. Businesses in those areas are quietly managing disruptions that amount to a diffuse but compounding economic pressure, reshaping the South Bay economy in real time.